So, Steve, what was your reaction to what you heard today? First of all, some good news on Waters of the U.S.
Well, certainly that's true. I think that we've all had a good sense that we're making progress on WOTUS and really moving away from what the previous administration tried to do, or the previous administration at EPA tried to do, in changing rules related to navigable waters and waters of the U.S. I think that we were encouraged today by the words of the administrator that things are moving well, and it's their intent to not only just throw out the rule, but make sure that the rules that we have in place make sense. And so I think that is a very good thing, and pleased to hear that.
As far as the issues around ethanol, E15, the RFS.
Well, again, as I continue to say, we're strong supporters of year-round E15. We believe that year-round E15 would deal with a lot of the issues that are out there. Now, I understand that it's a complex issue when it comes to RANs and comes to the waivers that are sometimes used, and there's a lot of issues there. But we really do believe that a move towards year-round E15 would resolve a lot of those issues, would really be a very good thing to do. And so that's something that we'll continue to push for, both with the EPA administrator, with the Trump administration, and really anyone else that we can talk to about it.
Is the ethanol industry, in your opinion, being too, I guess, hard-headed here as far as, not wanting to compromise on this issue? Or?
Well, they would probably be better able to answer that question than me. I guess that I would agree with the point that the administrator talked about, where we all need to work together on this, and that would include both the ethanol industry and the producers of the feedstocks for the ethanol industry, which are farmers, and the petroleum industry, which is a player in this as well. And so I think, it's always good for everyone to talk and find solutions. It would be important, I think, to find a solution that's good for everyone. But we certainly know what ethanol has done for Nebraska. The fact that we've seen very strong support to the state's economy because of ethanol, and certainly continuing to grow the use of ethanol would be good for Nebraska. Year-round E15 would help with that, and so that's, I think, the main thing that we need to talk about.